I think that it's become, you know, obviously continues to be, since last year, the WikiLeaks, continues to be an area that they're certainly concerned about. But really, let's take a kind of a step back when we think about the state of security, right? If the article was about the state of security, and even though those findings are giving us statistical information about hackers or insider threats, what Symantec has really seen from our customer base is, how are we looking at the state of security holistically, right? It's not just about locking the doors anymore or putting firewalls at the perimeter and trying to keep the bad guys out. It's a very system-centric approach. It is now much more focused on the information. And so we're trying to work with our customers to focus on the identity of individuals, and then how does that apply to securing the information that on a need-to-know basis, right, that they use on a day-to-day basis to do their job and be effective. And so when we talk about technologies and solutions around that, it's really important for us to think about it in the sense of what is the identity of an individual, and taking that and matching that with the information that they need to do to obviously productive in their jobs on a day-to-day basis.
Certainly a lot of that is technological, but I imagine there's a cultural element too, where people at the agencies are having to understand, listen, we can't just put the technology in place. There has to be a human element to this, that we're educating people, making them aware of the potential things that they can do. Even when they're not trying to do something bad, the result can be really bad.
Sure. I mean, there is what we would consider the unsophisticated user, right? I mean, so there's always the risk of that. And that's why all of that really needs to be transparent, right? It is a cultural shift, but the reality is that because people are using their mobile devices and they want those to be, if you will, a disposable device, meaning if the device goes away, that's not really a big concern. We can replace it with another device. But the information that was housed on that device is really what's critical, and that has to be transparent to our users. So the cultural shift, I think, is a mindset that we as IT professionals have always said, we have to think about those things. But the reality is that our user, who might be an unsophisticated user, needs to be able just to perform their job, and security should be happening in the background. It should be transparent to them.
I had a conversation with an IT expert who'd been in government for a long time the other day, and he told me that the agencies are not paying nearly enough attention to potential malicious insider threats. We've covered some stories over the last couple of days about former employees, not for government agencies necessarily, but former employees who left back doors open before they left their organizations and exploited those back doors and did some pretty terrible things. Is it possible that the agencies have been so distracted by protecting against hackers and targeted attacks that they haven't paid enough attention to the potential for malicious insider threats?
Well, I do think after the WikiLeaks that we saw last year, you know, OMB came out with their policy that said, you know, there must be an assessment of your classified information and how you're housing it. So I do believe that there was a real awareness and a real direction about insider threats and how classified information is being handled. And it really was an instruction to the agencies to look at it on how that data was handled on a need to know basis. And so that's really important, and I think our agencies did that because we're mandated to do that. From a technology standpoint, to your question, there are technologies out there that can help solve that problem. It's really a question of did they employ them and did they do them. But I do think that WikiLeaks made us all well aware of the problems and the challenges, and OMB, you know, pointing the finger and saying, here is a memo that you need to go out and pay attention to this data. And I think our agency stepped up and did do that.
And I think it makes sense to do that when it comes especially to classified information. But one example I'll give you is the guy who logged on to his former employer's network and deleted all of their payroll information. Not classified information. Certainly there was PII involved there, but not something that you would think off the top of your head, well, this is certainly national security type information that should be protected. And I imagine the chief information officer at his organization didn't think it was anything that needed to be walled off in particular, although it turns out that it did. Are those the kinds of things that are on the radar screens at agencies, or are we still in a stage where people are becoming aware of all of the potential possibilities for somebody to get their stuff?
Well, and I go back to what I said earlier about this information-centric approach. I think the answer is absolutely yes, because what's happening is in all of the agencies that I've been talking to, they talk to me very much about how it is mapping that identity of an individual to the information. So this PII information, would it have been leaked had they known the individual that was associated with that information, right? Is it their job or is it their responsibility to be attached to that information? And so we take this information-centric approach and say, all right, now if we're looking at the world where there are no boundaries and there are no locks on the doors anymore, everything is wide open, how do we secure that? And that's really where for Symantec, our focus is for our agency customers, right? Our focus is helping them be able to enable their cloud, whether they're a consumer of that information or not.
Do you see the trend overall at agencies up, down, or flat when it comes to being better secured against all of the various kinds of threats that you address in this report?
I do think they're getting better. I mean, if you think about, the state of encryption and the focus on the things that our customers are really focused on, I do think the awareness is there, and a lot of it has been that, right? It's been, what is the awareness? Are they aware of how to deal with these things? And I think the answer is yes, and now they're able to really focus on those things. So I think so.